We did. I was very, very thankful. At the last, even just couple days, we were still thousands short of where we needed to be. But at the end of the day, Marylanders came through all across the state. We turned in 36,267 signatures on Saturday night, which we believe is going to be the number we need to get the congressional redistricting map, which is just probably the most gerrymandered map in the country, onto the ballot this coming November.
Need about 55,736 to be specific, and I know I have that number committed to memory, and I know you do too. You had less than 27,000 valid signatures that signatures have been validated as what was turned in last month, and then there were a few thousand that were ruled invalid. Do you believe you have enough to get past the minimum threshold? I mean, it sounds like it's going to be close.
We do. We believe we have enough to get past the minimum threshold. We've verified the signatures that we turned in on our own. So, yeah, we think we're there and look forward to the opportunity to allow Marylanders to be able to vote on this map this coming November.
What happens next now that you've turned in the petitions? Is it simply a matter of waiting for the State Board of Elections?
It is, yes. Now that they're turned in, the State Board of Elections will go through county by county, and they're going to verify each of the signatures, then we'll have a final count in about 2 or 3 weeks.
If the signatures, you don't have enough valid signatures, do you go to court? Do you try to keep this this whole effort going?
Well, we anticipate that the Board of Elections is going to certify more than enough signatures, and I think that's great news for Maryland voters because this map really is dividing communities all across the state. It's a real stretch. Even the courts, when it went there, they acknowledged just how gerrymandered and really off the wall this map is. So I think it's a great opportunity for Marylanders to be able to vote and to basically send this map back and say, Governor O'Malley, we want a better map that makes more sense for Maryland and keeps our communities together.
All three questions are on the ballot. This, the DREAM Act, is, of course, is on the ballot. Same-sex marriage is all but on the ballot. They have more than enough signatures. It just all has to be certified. Does that mean that, I mean, do you sense voting patterns are such that the DREAM Act is going to be repealed, same-sex marriage is going to be repealed, the congressional district map is going to be repealed?
Well, I think that each one of these are common-sense issues. When you look at whether we're going to give in-state college tuition benefits to illegal aliens, you know, Maryland is struggling financially right now. It doesn't make sense for us to give in-state college tuition benefits to illegal aliens when they graduate, they cannot work legally here in the United States. When we look at marriage, it's another common sense issue. We've had marriage defined from the beginning of time as between a man and a woman. To try and change it and do a social experiment just doesn't make sense. And then we look at these congressional districting maps, gerrymandered, you know, 3 out of our 8 congressional districts are ranked in the top 10 as worst gerrymandered in the whole country out of 435 congressional districting maps. I think Marylanders are going to say, we don't want our communities divided. We need to overturn this map and ask for a better one for the next election cycle.